With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend. Take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
A Danny Diddy selection? I even know who that is. That's rare for me when it's not my own selection. You too.
Paul Reindl's Pride selection. U2 is one of the favorite targets of Paul's generation, along with the Beatles. U2. Who are the other ones I've seen?
They were pretty big when I was in high school.
They've always been big.
They're big. It's a big band.
Yeah.
They're Irish.
Yeah. That they are. They are Irish. Top of the morning, it's Bono. How are you?
Just dropping some knowledge here this morning.
Yeah, one of my favorites. One of my dad's favorites. One of the best days of my life. Taking my dad to the Rose Bowl to go see U2. We were front row. And they played the Joshua Tree in its entirety, front to back. And
that's an album.
Now, we did have to sit through the Lumineers stomping and playing banjo. My dad goes, this band is good. I go, Dad, I've played this band more times, like I've played them 15 times a day for 7 years at the time.
Are they also Irish?
No, they are not Irish.
No, they're not Irish.
He knows whether they're like Tennessee or something. But he goes, wow, okay. Well, they're pretty much singing the same song over and over. I go, you get it. You get it. You're an old man and you get it. Why don't my bosses understand? So I took him to see U2 at the Rose Bowl. And it was ridiculously great. We had the best time. Now, this is his favorite song. He really wanted to hear Beautiful Day. It's not on the Joshua Tree. So they play the Joshua Tree in its entirety, and then they play a bunch of other hits that they have after. It was great. That was like their encore. So
this is his favorite song?
Do what?
This is his favorite song?
This is my dad's favorite song. Number
Shout
one.
Out to Gary.
Shout out to Gary. So there's 80,000 people in the Rose Bowl. So they play the Joshua Tree. They start playing the other hits, and then the panic sets in for me. The traffic panic. The, oh my God, we're going to be here for 17 hours getting out of here. Rose Bowl's not easy to get out of either. So I start giving him the nudge. Hey, do you want to split? Now, they haven't played Beautiful Day yet. And he's like, I mean, because I had to drive all the way back to San Diego. His hotel was fairly close by. And I said, let's start making our way towards the exit. Well, we get about halfway to the exit, and they kick into Beautiful Day.
Oh.
And he wants to stay. And I'm the dad now. I'm dragging him out of the Rose Bowl. Like, we're not sitting in traffic. Let's go. I had to drag him out of the Rose Bowl.
You can't take someone out of a concert during their favorite song.
So I got him free tickets, okay? I got him the ticket. I bought him a T-shirt. All right, I think I bought him a hot dog and a beer. It was his fun day. I was ready to go. And he'd leave. Ben, was like, but one more second, like trying to crane his neck so he could see the last remnants of his favorite song as I am dragging him from the Rose Bowl.
God, that's mean.
Now, we got out of there in 7 minutes. It was really a smart, smart play by us, in my opinion.
And then you can just play it on the in the car.
Play in the car. Yeah, same thing, Dad.
Same song.
Same thing. The poor guy is taking more BS from me.
You're giving me flashbacks to the time I went to see Hall & Oates at the Hollywood Bowl, and they didn't play Kisses on My List at all,
at
even
all.
In the encore.
And you waited.
It's like I waited the whole way through. How could you not play Kisses on My List? It's my favorite Hall & Oates song, and
it's
you didn't play it.
Pretty much everybody's
That's
favorite.
What I thought.
It's the dumbest. It's like going to see Skinner. They don't play Freebird. Like, you're like, what are you doing?
I understand if you're an artist, maybe you get tired of playing your hit over and over.
You
again.
Have to do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
You have to do it.
It's kind of part of the job, right?
We do a radio show every day. Do you think we, every single day, we love doing Don't Do This? But people like it,
yeah.
So we do it every day. If you have a hit song and people are paying money to go to your concert to see you, play the dang hit song.
You know, and Don't Do This didn't make us $1 billion either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it made us $1 billion, I'd do a four-hour show of Don't Do This. It's like the Eagles said. I think Glenn Frey told one of the other guys in the band, like, hey, I don't care if you don't feel like singing I Can't Tell You Why. He goes, I got to get up there and sing Peaceful, Easy Feeling every single night. And I do it with a smile on my face because it's paid for my house, my suitcase of cocaine in the back, and this entire lifestyle that we enjoy. So I will sing the ever-loving S out of Peaceful, Easy Feeling every single night.
Woods, we got a busy morning coming up, as we mentioned. Joe Musgrove is going to be live with Ben and Woods at 8 o'clock this morning. However, he did join the assembled local media on a Zoom call yesterday, as did A.J. Preller. He told a great story yesterday about his first tattoo.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That I would love to bring you, possibly, if we can, when we come back next. We'll also hear from A.J. on some of the – basically kind of talked a little bit about the strategy of all these pitchers coming in. So we'll get to some of that coming up next. Right now, though, let's get a update on what's going on in Washington, D.C. and the inauguration from Radio.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.